I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's the I Beg to Differ round of 16. Yes, the round of 16 has entered day two. Yesterday, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka became our first quarter finalist. Today, two more debaters will join him. All these students are competing for a 1 million naira grand prize. I have in the studio with me four gifted debaters hoping to make the cut. They're going to go head to head. They're about to go head to head with the two winners returning next week. So now let's debate. Let me introduce the contestants in our first debate. Our first debater is our number 15 seed. She qualified through the playoffs last week. She is a year 11 student at Ikeja Senior High School, Ikeja. She is 14 years old, Chidima Benita Mwabeke. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you for having me, ma'am.
And then we also have our second debater. He is also our second seed. He's ranked number 2 in this tournament. He's 14 years old. He's in SS1 at CMS Grammar School, Akoka. Kolade Stephen Afolabi, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Lagos, I will give them the rules. And what I love about the rules that I share on I Beg to Differ before we start is that you as well can listen and know what they are. And that way you can follow along when the results come out. Now, contestants, I will give you a topic. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, and then you will get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. You have plain pieces of paper in front of you. These pieces of paper are supposed to help you write down the points that your opponents make during the debate so that you can make great rebuttals of them. Now, remember, this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. That means that there are no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. My panel of judges will judge both rounds. They will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you style points. Number of opponents' points addressed will help you score really highly or lowly during the rebuttal round. And the strength of your rebuttal of each point is important. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides and you have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You will be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier. Now, both of you already know your topic. Universities should set their own cutoff mark. Universities should set their own cutoff mark. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I correct? Is that your topic?
Yes. Ma'am.
Did you read the email for yourselves?
Yes.
Okay, so you know these rules by yourselves, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Great, fantastic. This was a good reminder. Now let's decide who will go first. Whoever picks support will go first, and whoever picks oppose will present after the supporter has presented. Okay, so I have two pieces of paper in my hands. I'm currently folding them very neatly so that nobody picks a side that they really want to debate. And I'm folding them and folding them, and I'm shaking them in my hands right now. And Kolade will pick first because he's to my right. And then we have Benita picking second. All right. So who's going first and who's going second?
I'm going first.
Ah, you're supporting again. You supported the last time you were here, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Benita supports that universities should set their own cutoff marks, and Kolade will oppose that universities should set their own cutoff marks. Benita, your 3 minutes start now.
Terry Eaglesy once said, and I quote, gender equality should not be based on people. Terry Eaglesy once said, and I quote, gender inequality is not. Good day, the moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debaters, and my ever-attentive audience. My name is Onbike Chima Benita Bonafide of Ikeja Senior High School, and I'm here to speak on the topic which states universities should have their own cutoff mark, and I'll be speaking for that notion. Before I proceed, universities should have their own cutoff marks because it saves them the stress of having to conduct another post-CTME, which is waste of resources. And those resources can be used to maintain other things in universities, like the personnel, and the functional equipment that will be used in the universities that will make their ratings higher. Furthermore, universities should set their own cutoff marks, because Jaron sets ridiculous cutoff marks. Like, for instance, University of Calabar has a low cutoff mark of 150. But when university sets their own cutoff mark, they know the seriousness of the course that the students wants to enroll in. Another reason why university should set its own cutoff mark is that if JAMB sets its own cutoff mark, it will be dashing the students' hope of getting into the universities, and that it would also to increase the number of people who are unadmittable into the universities. So scoring a score of 120, 180, or 200 naira cannot automatically guarantee your entry into the universities. Another reason is the lack of space. According to Premium Times, over 1.4 million people sat for 2020 JAMB examinations, even in spite of 600,000 spaces available and 422,455 people were accepted, leaving over 170,000 spaces vacant. And even over 170,000 spaces vacant. So why should we then allow the JAMB to continue to set this cutoff marks when universities should be allowed to set the cutoff mark that will.
Thank you very much. Well done. That was brilliant. Good job. Lagos, if you just tuned in, remember you can watch live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We're streaming live. You just heard from 15-year-old year 11 student at Ikeja Senior High School, Ikeja. She's 14 years old, sorry. Her name is Chidima Benita Nwabeke. And she just debated that universities should set their own cutoff marks. Her opposer is 14 years old as well. He is our second seed. He's ranked number 2 in this tournament. He is in SS1 at CMS Grammar School, Akoka. Kolade Stephen Afolabi, your 3 minutes start now.
Should universities really be the ones to set their own cutoff marks when they are not even the ones that are setting the examination? Well, before I proceed, I'd like to give one on to my name. Good moderator, panel judge, signed by our co-debaters and my listeners. I'm Master Claudia of CMS Grammar School, the first secondary school in Nigeria, standing against the motion that states universities should set their own cutoff mark for the following reasons. Firstly, and most obviously, lowers our educational standard. Many universities are no more caged concerning how low they can set their marks. Our data suggests that nearly 65% of them have it below 160. The average, and it is that this not only spoils them, but it dents the entire Nigerian university system. Our private universities are still Nigerian universities. Therefore, what will neighboring and foreign countries be thinking about us? Would they really want to invest in a failed university standard? I do not think so. Mostly, it discourages competition by actually classifying it based on private and public and narrowing the amount of competition in the space. We know that competition promotes efficiency and productivity. So when we say no to competition, we're saying no to efficiency and yes to unproductivity. Is that really what you want? An investment system that is incapable of producing the future leaders of our great country, Nigeria? I don't think so. Furthermore, it leads to destruction of the entire system. And I say destruction because anything that wants to succeed needs a standard, at least for regulation. Look at NAFDAC. NAFDAC regulates foods and drugs in Nigeria. NGLA regulates drugs, and NNPC regulates oil production and exploitation. Matters like this have a central regulating body for actually dictating standards. Has more something as important as the Nigerian university system, where many, if not most, of our leaders come from. By telling me that it just acts like the foundation of a building. By telling me universities to set their own cut mark, they are asking for this foundation to be removed. The building will collapse. Come on, how to be able to have children and tell them about the likes of Unilag, Unilovi, and the prestigious OAU. Universities, please do not spoil that. Also, try to think of it. University of Lagos sets its own cutter mark. University of Zamfara does the same. River State University does the same. Well, all the 36 states wants to set themselves apart from the others because of a cutoff mark. But wait, should we allow such to actually divide Nigeria? And then we'll be looking back and saying, oh, look, we made a really bad choice. Why don't we not change the future by what we do now? Lastly, it increases and encourages exam malpractice. First, setting that cutoff mark way higher than JAMB does not help matters. I say it does not help matters because students will just go to the back door, which is exam malpractice. I mean, malpractice is a monster in our country, which we are honestly trying to curb. By telling me that universities to set their own cut mark, you are telling me that all the government and individual effort that have been placed to take this monster down is nothing. You are telling me that all these are invalid. In conclusion, the state of the Nigerian university system is nothing to write home about. Corruption, lack of funding, even though best brains don't get admission, universities setting their own cut mark is, I would make things for that worse. Come on, I do not want that. I'm confident that I've been able to convince you with this point of mine that universities should, and I repeat, should set their own cut of marks. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kolade Steven. And Folabi. Well done. He's 14 years old. He's an SS1 student at CMS Grammar School. Akoka. All right, it's time for the rebuttal round. Thank you both for a wonderful first round. This time we're going to start with the motion opposer. Kolade Steven, your 2 minutes start now.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sandra, and all the audience, and all the judges, for giving me this opportunity to report my opponent's points. So my opponent said something like, it saves them the stress of conducting another pursuit because it manages resources. How does it manage resources? Look at it. Each university is conducting the same examination. They are telling me that each university should set down cut-off mark, meaning that it's just no way managing any resource. By JAMB setting the cut-off mark uniformly from its end, we are actually reducing the burden of individual universities to actually decide their own cut-off mark. It's a burden. The university should be the one that should be focusing on doing things like funding, empowerment, and actually bettering its institution, not cracking its head over some cut-off mark. Also, you said that JAMB sets ridiculous cut-off mark. Example of University of Calabar. JAMB sets ridiculous cut-off mark. I do not think so. Because look at JAMB is an institution established by the military. It was established by the military. And therefore, it takes into consideration all factors before deciding the cut-off marks. I mean, it has millions, it has like over more than a million records about the marks. So how can you be telling me that it sets ridiculous marks? You also said it dashed their hopes and increases unadmittable students. I do not think so. I do not think so. In fact, it's the investors that set their cut-off mark that actually impose admittable students. Nigeria and everyone that is listening to this, ever since investors have been setting their own cut-off mark, has the admission improved? In fact, it has increased. You know what's happening right now? ASUU has been on strike. Imagine all the students that should have gained admission and who haven't, all because investors are setting their cut-off mark. You said the lack space, 600,000 spaces. I really don't understand what you're saying. There's nothing like space there since JAMB has enough records to prove it. JAMB is set by the government. How can you be telling me that the government is wrong? I know that I've been able, with this point of mine, to actually rebut my opponent's points. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kolade Steven. Well done. Kolade Steven is 14 years old. He's in SS1 at CMS Grammar School at Akoka. Mr. Folabi opposing that universities should set their own cutoff marks. Let's come to his opposer, who is supporting that universities should set their own cutoff marks. Your 2 minutes start now, Benita.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. I heard my opponent saying that universities set low and ridiculous marks. I put it to you that JAMB, as of last year, set University of Maiduguri's cutoff marks to as low as 150. So, please don't tell me that universities set low and ridiculous marks. I also heard you saying that we don't, that universities don't have stand, that universities will make their cutoff marks high and to increase examination malpractice. See, JAMB sets the cutoff mark as a recommendation, and this is not something that is a statutory obligation to follow. You can have the cutoff mark at that exact mark or higher. So don't say that universities are going to set their marks above what students cannot achieve. These universities, the reason they set it as a high standard is so that they can encourage the students and challenge them to become greater citizens. And you also, I also want to tell you that Alexander Graham said, educate the masses, increase their level of intelligence, and the nation will become a successful nation. It is the duty of universities to shape the students into become better citizens, so they know the kind of students that they need in the universities. So and they will be able to shape the students into becoming better citizens. Naomi King also said, not everyone's high standards should be the same, end of quote. So, my opponent, I would like to tell you that universities surely do have standards. For example, University of Ibadan was ranked among the 500 best universities in the world and first in West Africa. And this can only be, and more of this can only be achieved when the cost of math are set by universities.
Thank you very much, Benita. You hear the bell, you stop. You don't keep going. All right. Well done to both of you. Thank you for a wonderful debate. I always say there can only be one winner. So let's take a break. When we come back from this break, our judges will let us know who has won this round of today's debate. We have had talking to us today, Benita Chidima Nwabeke. She is 14 years old. She is a year 11 student at Ikeja Senior High School. We've also had a 14-year-old SS1 student at CMS Grammar School. His name is Kolade Stephen Afolabi, and both of them have very passionately debated that universities should set their own cutoff marks. It's 20 minutes past 4. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let me remind you that we're streaming live on Facebook. We're also streaming on YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM.
It was Tamvita Kaushik.
Today, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
Last, the moderator, honorary badge educator, school debater, viewers, and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bona fide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prepared to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is lots of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with
one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
It's 4:22. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and the results are in. In the presentation round, Benita scored 19, Kolade scored 28. Style, Benita scored 11, Kolade scored 17. During the rebuttal round, Benita scored 11, Kolade scored 17. Rebuttal style, Benita scored 8. Kolade scored 14.
with 76 to 49. The next debater making it to the I Beg to Differ quarterfinal is Afolabi Kolade Stephen. Well done. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Benita, thank you so much for taking part. You did so well. And remember, 4 out of over 240 applicants, you were in the top 10%. So be proud of what you've done here today. We also have goodie bags, courtesy Nigeria Info FM, that we have given to the contestants. Kolade, we'll see you next week. We're going to send you your topics by Thursday. So look out, you know, for those topics. Keep checking your emails.
Yes, ma'am.
Well done to both of you. Congratulations. You may leave the studio now. Well done.
Thank you.